We are so grateful to God this morning. We're so grateful to Him. And I'm so grateful that we are all here this morning because we could have, you know, been getting ready for the bank holiday. Do we know it's bank holiday Monday? I know every holiday because, man, sometimes you just want to have a break from this thing called work. I remember I saw an Instagram post yesterday that made me, is it yesterday or the day before, that made me laugh. So this lady was saying that, oh my God, she did not sign up to the world of being an adult. That no one told her, you know, you have to bath yourself, you have to cook. Then when you finish cooking, I'm making up my own, you have to put it in the fridge. Then you go to work. When you finish going to work, you come home. You have to make food for the family. Then you make food for the family. Then you pay the bills. Then you buy a house. Then you buy a mortgage. When you buy the mortgage, you have to pay for years. So she's just saying it goes on and on and on. No one told me the life of adulthood was this tough, you know? And so, but that's why I said I love bank holidays. Just to just get a rest of it all. And I love the presence of God. You know, for me, I understand that verse that says, the righteous run into Him. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into Him and they are safe. It's like the way I feel in the presence of God is the way I feel when I come back from work and I just like take 5 minutes to sit in the car. Because I know when I enter that house, mommy, this, that. Oh, that 5 minute in the car is just like the presence of God, where you forget about all the bills, the emails that is waiting, the family member that has called you 6 times to give them something in Nigeria because they think that money grows on trees. That is the presence of God is just a place where you can just find rest in God. And I know that God has got something amazing for us this morning. And God has already met with us, even from the first prayer this morning to the opening scriptures, to the worship, and even the word, and even the last final hymns that we sing. So Pastor Benson's not here today. You know, last week he announced that he was going to the London church. And I believe everybody knows why. Why has Pastor Benson gone? The cat is outside, out the bag, as they say. Why has he gone to the London church? You're allowed to say it. It's not gossip. It's not gossip. Why has Pastor Benson gone to the London church? What was that? To announce, yeah. He's gone to the London church to announce that he's getting married. Is everyone aware that Pastor Benson is getting married? Yeah. Good, good, good. And I was so happy when he said that. I'll tell you a private joke. I don't know, for some reason, a lot of people, when they come to church for the first time, they used to think that maybe I'm Miss Benson. I'm like, no, I'm not. I said, no, I'm not. My husband is there somewhere. So Pastor Benson has been teaching us about, you know, following God's plans for our life. And I'm just going to pick up right there. And I know that God has got an amazing thing for us from this series. I had to go back and listen to the last message that Pastor Benson listened to, and it was just so amazing hearing it again. And so last week, some of the things that he said, following God's plan, you have the main plan. So the main plan, like he said, is the plan for every Christian. You know, God's word said we should take the gospel, take it to the ends of the earth, build His kingdom. That is the plan for everyone. Then he said, God also has specific plans. And he said those specific plans are linked to your local church. And I just want to pick up from the second point that he made about following God's plan is being aware of the specific plan that God has to your life. And so there's 2 points that I'm going to focus on because I don't think I'll be able to get the third point in. So the first point is that when you focus on God's specific plan for your life, which is linked to the local church, you have prophetic counsel and guidance. And then the second point that I wrote here, so when we know that we have, when we focus on a specific plan linked to the local church, we can get prophetic guidance, we can get general guidance from the leadership. Then the second point I wrote here is, so when we, now that we are aware that God has a specific plan for us in our local church, and he gives us guidance for our local church, so the second point will be, you need to follow God's plan for your life by waking up to the revelation of who he is and where he has placed you. We need to wake up to that revelation. So I think I'm only going to have time for that. And let's see if I have time for the third point, I'll add that in. So I'd like us to turn to a key scripture for looking at these points today. And the first scripture I'd like us to turn to is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Now, depending on the version that you read, it will give you the same flavor, but say it slightly differently. So in my Bible, in NIV, it says, "For the lack of guidance, a nation fails, but victory is won through many advisors." Oh, great, that's NIV. Some versions say, where there's no counsel, there, in the multitude of godly counsel, there is safety. And this is being one of a favorite scripture of mine. So how does this verse link to what Pastor Benson says? So when we look at that verse again, it says, where there's lack of guidance, a nation fails, let alone an individual's life. Those individuals make up a nation. Do we agree? But it says victory is won through many advisors. And some version says through godly counsel. And I want to emphasize godly, because there's so much advice out there in the world, right? But we are talking about godly counsel. So most of the times in a church, you will have guidance. So let me give you an example. So every month in this church, we are given a prophetic statement. So we're in the month of May, and right now there's a prophetic declaration. And does anyone know we're in the month of? I believe we're in the month of, is it transformation? You know, in your Bible reading that you read every day, at the top, it normally says that. And so, you know, it's so easy, especially when you come from West Africa, you know, to be on a hype. There's so many things, right? It's the month of my, they've got some funny ones. It's the month of my breakthrough. It's the month that the ant, every ant in my house is dead or whatever. Do you understand? But in this house, it is prophetic. And we need to be aware of that. So what have you done with that prophetic guidance? That prophetic guidance is saying it's your month of transformation. Maybe some of you, I don't know, maybe some of us had job interviews lined up this month. If that's me, I'll say, God, this is my month of transformation, whether the devil likes it or not. So it's not a hype or buzzword. No, no, no. It's a proper prophetic declaration. And let me just give you an example. Do you know that before COVID came on the scene, as a church, the Lord had revealed it to the man of God that, can you imagine how weird it sounded when he said it? Because it had never happened in the world before. It sounds like a movie, right? The whole world shut down. Nobody can travel. Nobody can go out. Everybody's wearing masks. Do you remember that time? It was so weird. Everybody was wearing masks. I remember there was a lady I used to buy food from, African food. I remember when I went to collect food from her, you should have seen the way she was like when it first happened. Everybody was so scared. She didn't even want to open the door because she thought this COVID would jump on her. And even before COVID landed, as a house, we knew it. So why am I saying that? We need to be aware of the benefits of being a Christian and being in a house where we hear from God. BBC and Sky News Al Jazeera is not what informs us. Actually, we inform them. Because as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. We have heard from heaven already, and the man of God tells us. So when it comes, we know. For some people here, even before the, apparently we did not have, what do they call that economic crisis thing? We did not have a recession. They said it's called Richie Sunak recession, or it's called threatened recession, whatever. We know what happened when this lady and her friend, the Ghanaian guy, well, that doesn't matter, I shouldn't have said that actually. It doesn't matter about where they're from. She was, you know, the lady, the shortest day in office. Yeah, so obviously there were some things that happened. Even when she went in, there was a prophecy that a lady is going to take office and she's only going to be there for a short time. And thank you, you're my witness, sir. And when Apostle said that, it sounds weird because people have been in office for short, but the way she was walking in and then she walked back out again. That's how short it was. And so as a church, we were ready. And I remember Apostle said, those of you who have mortgage, make sure that you don't change your mortgage now. Because if you do, if you're paying this, you'll be paying 20 times. And lo and behold, that's what happened. So what I'm trying to say is, God's plan for your life is linked to the local church. And in the local church that you're in, there's prophetic guidance. And one of the things I wrote here as well, yes, you know, I want us to be more aware of the supernatural side of God, because there's a supernatural side of God, and God doesn't want us to be caught by surprise. And also as well, sometimes Pastor Benson, he has a word of revelation from the Lord. Have you seen that sometimes at the end? Sometimes he may be speaking. If when he makes a prophetic declaration and you, I mean, Pastor Benson is not someone that, I don't know, that maybe he gossiped with someone. God gave him that revelation. If you feel that what he declared is speaking to you, you don't need to be shy. He's your pastor. You can go up to him and say, that word that you declared this morning after the sermon, sir, that was to me, sir. You never know. Maybe he can pray with you, even give you a scripture. What I'm just trying to make us be aware is God's plans for your life is linked to your local church. And many times, this is so funny, many times God will guide you, even through the preaching on a Sunday morning. There are times when even I've come up here, because I'm, you know, sometimes I'm like to my husband, I don't even know what I'm going to say or whatever. And then I'll come up and it's just flowing and someone will say, what I read this morning is what you said. God has a plan for you right now, even as you're sat in the seat. I remember someone said that, I think there was a preaching, and the preaching said absolutely everything about their life. And the person was upset because the person thought maybe somebody went to tell the pastor everything about their life. But I remember then the pastor corrected that opinion and said, you should be very happy that a whole sermon is about your life. Because that means you're a very special person to God, that God will make, that means God is using an avenue to communicate to you and speak to you. God is not making a mockery of you. God is speaking through the man or the woman who is teaching to answer that question that you may have had. And another thing that I just wanted to talk about is, okay, if we go back to that scripture, what scripture were we focusing on this morning? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. So in that scripture, remember, it says, for the lack of guidance, a nation fails. But victory is won through many advisors. Do you know one thing I also realized as well? There's another thing that Pastor Benson said last week. He said, it's not a scripture, but it's true, isn't it? He said, no man is an island. Now, I can tell you this for one. I am someone that I'm very happy. You know, when it was lockdown, it didn't pain me at all. I think I was one of the happiest people. Do you know why? I am so happy to be at home. I know it's not the best of characters, but I'm so happy. Maybe because when I grew up, even though I have, I can't even count. I have like four older brothers on my, I have three older brothers and one big sister on my mom's side. And I have, I think, about six siblings on my dad. But we all live separately. So the way I grew up on my own. I have my own bed. I have my own things. I have my own towel. I have my own things. So when my older sister, stepsister, came, I remember to join us from Nigeria, oh, I struggled so much. I remember the day she borrowed my shoe. We had a big argument. Because being an only child, you have your own things. You're not used to sharing, are you? You're not used to sharing. But you know what? When God has a plan for your life, He will send people to your life. Some of those people will be in every facet of your life. So if you're in a particular job, I was telling a brother the other day that, you know what, my mindset has changed. As a Christian, if I leave a job or I get out the job, it's not, yes, maybe God used some people, maybe to kick me out or reshuffle, but that means my time is up. It's not the man that makes me lose my job, it's God. Because my steps, your steps have been ordained by God. So that means the next place you're going, there's something there for you. There's assignment. So that means the church you're in, that scripture says, where there is godly counsel, paraphrase, there is safety. Where there's advisors. Now sometimes, we talked already that guidance may come from the pulpit. But you know what? Guidance may come from our midst. Now, am I saying that you should go to your brethren and tell them all your problems? No. But sometimes you might go to Pastor Benson and he will direct you to someone. Or at times, maybe like when you're in a department, like in the choir, I've known Sister Tishay a bit more. I've known Sister Shay a bit more because we're in a department. Maybe the people that set up, the setup crew, they're turning their head. The setup crew, this setup crew, they're very serious. They even have all the same jackets they've got, you know. They even have jackets. You know, if you want to join this crew, you have to get their jacket. But I'm sure that in their midst, like even when they set up, they have conversations. And those conversations might be advice that the others needed. But you know, in our midst is the answer to your prayer. So what am I saying? It's so funny when we're coming to church this morning, we were talking about sometimes we always want things to look like God, but God is in everything. God is in prayer. God is in the steps you take. God is in the conversations. But we feel God is only in what He looks like when we pray, when we speak in tongues, when I'm hearing the preaching. But if you open your ears, God is in everything. And I remember I learned a lesson. There was an old job I had where they really dealt with me. I mean, that job, if you knew me when I went to that job, I was skinnier than this. I was so stressed. When it's Sunday, because I know it's Monday, my face, I'm not happy. It was such a stressful job. But I'm so happy that God took me through it. And there's a reason why I told you that story. So I booked an appointment with Apostle. You know, some of you know him. And I told him that appointment was that I told him that I was thinking of changing careers and I wanted him to like pray with me. But in my head, I wanted him to like prophesy, if I'm going to tell the truth. I wanted him to prophesy for him to say, Sister Remy, God has shown me that this is your next step, this and that. So I was really looking excited to the phone call. So I finally, he was ringing. I said, oh, Apostle is ringing. And then guess what he told me? He said, Sister Remy, what job are you in? I explained. After I really explained, like proper, after that, he was like, I don't see what the problem is. He says, Pastor Benson, what's his job? I said, oh, he does this, sir. Your husband, what's his job? He does this there. There's no problem. Just go to them. They'll show you what you should do. My heart was so broken because I thought he's going to give me a big prophecy, this and that. But you know what? That was the guidance I needed. The answers to my prayer or what I needed to do was right in my local church. But I was seeking a big prophecy. And you know what's interesting? When I returned from maternity, I went back to my job. And in, you know how it is, there's so much politics in the job and everything. And then I managed to identify in the job that there was something missing in the project. And you know, I identified it, but I didn't have the knowledge. But guess who had the knowledge? Guess who had the knowledge? Pastor Benson and my husband. The way I grilled them, and I went into my job, and I said everything. They were like, oh, Josephine, okay. They called me in this meeting, called that meeting. I wrote a proposal, and my proposal was granted, and now they've done what I said. But you know what I'm trying to tell you? The Bible says, where there is godly counsel, there's safety. You're safe in your job. You're safe in your mind. Let me tell you, what you're going through, someone in your midst has gone through. Let me tell you, I used to be like that. I was in headquarters job. When they say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and amen, I quickly out the door. I don't even want to talk. But you know what? I think maybe I was prideful. Because why am I leaving? Oh, youth meeting, please. This meeting. But you know what? I didn't waste because it's a lesson. There were people in the choir I was with, people around me that had the answers that I was looking for. But because I chose to, I don't know the English to use. Sometimes I know we do it out of being safe. We don't want people, I'm not telling you to go and tell people your problems and stuff. But sometimes what you need, the answer you need is right in your midst. You know, something came to me when I was listening to Pastor Benson's message. You know, Apostle Paul, with how we know Apostle Paul, how mighty he was. He was an apostle. He saw revelations, he saw prophecies. But you know what came to me out of all the stories? I can't remember the verse, but it came to me that Apostle Paul was taught tent making by one of the brethren. And that just showed me that even Apostle, with all the grace he had, Apostle Paul, with all the grace and revelation, the Bible says he learned a skill from the brethren. He learned tent making. I'm telling you, there is power in godly counsel. There's power. And I want us to just open our mind to that. I could go on and on and on, but because of time, oh my goodness, look at the time. Oh my word, I can chat for England. Okay. Okay, so I think I just have to jump to the next point. The second point that I said that we need to make note of is sometimes you might be sitting right next to your answer. You might be in a local church like this and you have not woken up to the revelation of who God is and where he has placed you. And I want us to wake up to that revelation this morning. And the scripture reference I have to that is Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 20. I can't read it because of time. But if I just summarize the story. So Peter, obviously, was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. And in that story, Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? And he said, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. And Jesus said, on you I will build my house, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. I'm sure if Jesus asked Thomas who he was, Thomas would not have gotten that revelation. I'm sure if God asked Judas. So what I'm trying to say is, Jesus had all these men around him, all these apostles, but some of them did not get the revelation of who Jesus is. Can you imagine Jesus, the Son of God, Judas did not get the revelation. That's why he messed up. So in this house this morning, I just want to mention something to you. Just thinking about that, that you need to know the revelation of who God is and the revelation of where he has placed you. One of the things I wrote there is that, do you know that your pastor is a gift to you? Your pastor is a gift to you. And what is that gift? It's a gift for him to shepherd you and to guide you and to pastor you. Do you know how people fought to and fro just to get Jesus' attention? There's a story that someone broke the roof. Do you understand? 007 or whatever. Imagine the planning just to get Jesus' attention. And there's something that Brother Daniel said. I was about to call him Pastor Daniel said one time. And it's that, and I'm just going to say this, and I know that Pastor won't be shy because he's not here. But you know, sometimes, because Pastor Benson, I'm not saying we should treat him like God, but because he's very down to earth, very swagger and all of this, sometimes when he comes here and he prophesies, or we might not get the revelation. If you had the opportunity, lately I was listening to the story of Martha and Mary. The Bible said that, was it, which one was it that was cooking jollof rice? Which one? Was it Martha or Mary? Martha was busy, and yeah, I mean, I can't blame her. I probably would have been doing the same. Martha was getting it done in the oven, and it was Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Are you at the feet of the teaching in this house? There's so much. Sometimes when I find my mind is trying to be shut down by the enemy's voice, I just switch on Apostles YouTube or Pastor Benson, and I watch it back to back. And by the time I come out, my mindset, you know, reset. Do you know that button they called reset? That's what happens. In for the plan of your life, it's not so complex. Where you are is where you need to be. It might not even be Pastor Bentham. I'm using him as the set man of God of the house. Like, sometimes let him disciple you. That is how the disciples' lives change from being with Jesus. There's a scripture, a verse I always like to say. I think I say it 1,000 times when I come here. They said when they saw the disciples, they knew that they had been with Jesus. There's something when you've been with Jesus, or when you've been under the word, there's something that just sets you apart. There's something, it stirs your life back on course. I want you to know this morning that God has given you a gift in your shepherd. Every word you hear from this pulpit, every time you have a conversation with Pastor Benson over a coffee, anything, sometimes he may, I know Pastor Benson, sometimes he takes different people out, go for a drink or whatever. He's your shepherd. He's there to guide you. So feel free and tap into that grace. The other thing I also wanted to say is God has given us everything we need. That's, I think it's 2 Peter 2:2, or it's in Peter, 2 Peter or 1 Peter, that the Bible said God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. You see, that's one thing I love about this church, right? You're not going to tell me that you need a job and I'm going to tell you to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. No. I'm going to say, be trusting God, but what does your CV look like? Where are you trying to get to? Are you prepared? This house, we are practical, and God is a practical God. He is a practical God. And one of the things that you can get from this house is also practical guidance. I remember this, I'm going to be closing up now because I can't go into number 3, but I just want to just touch upon it. And I know Pastor Benson will round up on this series for us. Yeah, Pastor Benson will round up on this series for us. The last point that I want to focus on is that, you know, for us to fulfill God's plans for our life, right? We need to respond to God. Or shall I say, we need to believe in his plan. What do I mean by that? This month, we said this month is your month of transformation. Do you really believe that? Apart from your prayer, in your steps, in your approach, in your mindset, how has it changed for that transformation to happen? And the story I wanted us to look at, but because of time, was the story of David. And we can learn from David. Although David was not the best person, he committed adultery, he got himself into trouble, but he believed God's plan for his life. Now, when it was time to fight Goliath, I believe we all know that story. I give us a scripture reference and you can go home and you can read that story. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34, they were getting ready to fight Goliath. And this is where David put himself forward. You know, David had been fighting the bears and the lions and everything. Do you remember in the wilderness? Okay. And when it was time to fight Goliath and nobody wanted to fight Goliath, David said, I have been tending to my father's sheep. I fought the bears. I fought the lions. When I read that story, what came to me is that David, even before he was anointed, I know David knew that there was something about his life. Because he must have known that when I'm fighting this lion, I'm fighting, he must have known that, how come I have this special grace upon my life? So that is when he was before Goliath. Do you know, he said, God's plan for my life, I'm entering into it. All the years that I've been in a wilderness fighting all these wild things, I'm about to enter God's will for my life. He said, when they wanted to put armor, shiny sword and everything, he said, no, hold on. God that has a plan for my life, he's been setting me up. You know that Goliath, in a natural, ordinary sense, even if he was anointed to be the king, if someone told me to go and fight Goliath, I would have run away. Do you know the natural emotion he should have had, David, when he said Goliath? Even the Bible should have even written that the disciples, when Jesus said they should pray, they slept, right? And they were even with the man of the day. This one, Jesus had not even come. He's never even seen Jesus. But God had been with him fighting. The Bible should have said something like, when they told David to fight Goliath, David hesitated. David said, it was the third time David now went. But the Bible said David was ready. He was gingered. So right now, are you ready for God's plan for your life? Like, are you responding? We said this is the month of transformation. I know that some of us in the women's meeting, we've written our goals. But I want to leave you with one thing. Sometimes we don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And you may not look like the plan. What does that mean? You may not look like the plan. What does that mean? I'll give you an example of a test. That's why I love testimonies anyway, in the headquarters, right? A girl lost her job. She went on LinkedIn to apply for this job. And this is not, excuse my description, is not a yeah job. You know what that means? It's not like this is top job. Someone from LinkedIn messaged her. Before she knows it, she's in an interview. Well, it's not even an interview. She had a conversation and she got the job. But in your natural mind, you're supposed to look at that job and you're supposed to know that this job, I'm being too greedy, it's not for me. But you know, one thing I want to leave us with, and there's something that Apostle was also saying. Anyone in this church, wherever you are, whatever job you're in, if you're a student, if you're a pupil, if you're you're someone that is working, wherever you go, you need to know that God has placed you to be on top. I'm telling you, that's what David knew. Yeah, they see me as a shepherd boy. They don't know that I'm on top. I know who I'm with. He said, forget about the spears. I come in the name of the Lord. I come with my stone. Wherever you are, you see yourself as a top. Whatever field you are, you see yourself as a top. Because when you see yourself like that, then God will begin to download the information for you. I remember this is the last thing. Is it, how many times have I said this? This is the last thing I will say. This is the last thing. Brother Ugo, this is the last thing that I will say. We need a timer. I watched an interview with a guy. I don't know his name. Does anyone know this company called Flutterwave and Andela? Right. This guy had an interview. And I knew there was something about the guy, but when he revealed that he was a Christian, I said, uh-huh. And he was saying that that God gave him the idea and everything, first of all, for this Flutterwave company, for the Andela. And this is a guy, he's not talking about thousands. He's talking about raising funds for like 100 million, not Naira, dollars. You know, he's seen that kind of wealth. He's rubbed shoulders with Zach Zuckerberg and all these people. And he said what he understood is that once you follow God's plan for your life, it's like the Red Sea is parted. Your life just goes like that. When you follow God's plan for your life. But how can you follow God's plan for your life when you don't know it, when you're not entering it? And it means being in the right place, being around the right people. And he went on and on. He talked about a prophetic declaration that was declared over his life at one point and everything. And he said to himself that he's never, ever lost that connection with him and God. He didn't let the money, you know, the money. When you see this guy, he's just in a simple Adidas tracksuit bottom. And you know what he said? I know we hear this all the time. Do you know why God wants to use your life? He wants to use your life to impact others. And he talked about during lockdown, you know what the worry was on his mind? Not about, if you interview people during lockdown, how's your business? People say, oh, during lockdown, I thought my business would crash, this and that. You know what his worry was? And I said, that's the key. That's why God made this guy so successful. His worry was, how is he going to pay the salary of his members? That was his worry. He said, people see me, you may think I've got £1 million in my account. He said, no. Because every time I see that I'm making a family live, that's what makes me happy. And I had to repent to God. Because I said, God, every time when I ask for permission and stuff, honestly, I've not been thinking like this guy. And it just reminded me that, honestly, this guy kind of reminds me of like David. He's after God's heart. And one thing I just wanted to tell us is that you may not look like it, but you fit God's plan. Because if you ask that guy if he would be able to make a successful business like that, not in his wildest dreams. But you know what he did? He just followed after God. And he made me so proud. And you know, when I interview him, he doesn't hide his God. He said, if people of the world don't hide their God, that's what he said to the interviewer. He said, why should I hide my God? And I said, wow. I love women and men of God. They're so bold in God. And I thank God because this house is full of bold women and God. And I want us to go away today knowing that even though this is the 25th of May, your life has been transformed. It doesn't matter how many days are left. If God has declared it, your life is transformed. The Bible says, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. It's left in your hands. It's already been written concerning you. Enter into it. And I want to leave us there. Let us just stand up in God's presence this morning, thanking God for his word. God is so good. We thank you, God, for there are leaders in this house, bold women and men of God in this house. Thank you because your word has come to us to empower us, to revive us, to strengthen us, to build up our hope. I just want us to begin to pray this morning. I want us to use a scripture, the key scripture that we looked at this morning. Let's remind us what that scripture said. That scripture says, for the lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. You want to say, Father, Lord, I thank you because my steps have been ordained by God. My life is under the counsel of the Almighty God. I want to thank you, Lord, because my life is under the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Through the word I receive in this house, even through the prophetic declarations, I want you to pray. Say, Father, Lord, let every area of my life begin to align to the word of God. The Bible says, whatever a man decrees, he shall have it. It shall be established. I want us to begin to raise our mouth this morning and begin to pray it. You don't need to be shy this morning. You don't need to be shy. Open your mouth before your Father this morning and say, oh Lord, I thank you because you said, oh Lord Jesus, that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. Thank you, Lord, because your word has come with power this morning to pull down every thought that goes against the word of God. Hallelujah. We want to bind every whisper of hell. Every whisper of hell that enters into the mind of people that says that, you don't look like the word of God. You cannot amount to this. We shut it down in Jesus' name. The Bible says, whatever I bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we are arising. We are arising. Every thought process that is not from heaven, we shut it down in the name of Jesus. Let every area of my life begin to align to the word of God. I thank you, Lord, because I am the head, I'm not the tail. I shall lend to nations. I want to thank you, Lord, because I am well in my body. I want to thank you, Lord, because I am not sick. I want to thank you, Lord, because I'm not depressed. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want to thank you, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, I will not be a victim, Father, Lord, even of this economy. I want to thank you, Lord, because in this economy, I lend to nations. I want to thank you, Lord, because, Lord, in my spiritual life, I no longer have apathy. Oh, Lord, I pray, I rise up, I pray. Father, I declare, Father, Lord, prophetic like Elijah, and like Elijah, and like Moses. I want to thank you, Lord, because I am who God says I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we declare that on this day, May 25th, our life is transformed. From the youngest person to this house to the oldest person, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord. No longer are we going to be a people who do not know who we are. We know who we are in Christ, like David. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, because when we walk back into our workplaces or we walk into our world, whatever your world might be, I walk into my world with a new mindset. I'm walking into my world from a new mindset. We might be in May 2024, but there's nothing that my God cannot do. Father, Lord, I align with your prophecies in this house this morning. I align to your word this morning. I know that you have set me for such a time as this. I might not look like it, but I know it. And I cast every voice of hell in our minds. I cast it into the lake of fire in the name of Jesus forever. Father, I thank you, Lord, because we have a revelation of who we are. We have a revelation of where you have placed us. Father, we thank you, Lord. This week is a different week for us in the name of Jesus. It's a week where things are transformed. We just need to run with God. God has said it already. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I just want to say, I know we're humans. We can get worried. We can be anxious. But don't worry anymore. Don't worry anymore. Don't be frustrated. I tell you. Just respond to God. In the way David did. God has got your back. God has got your back. I want you to tap into the prophetic that is in this house. And this is your month of transformation. For your family members, everyone connected with you, just hold on to God this month and see everything transform. We thank you, God, for you care about us so much. You care about us not to leave us into the dark. We thank you, Lord, because we serve a living God, not a God that is a statue, a God that cannot hear, a God that speaks to his people, a God that guides. The Bible says, in all your ways, just acknowledge him and he will direct your path. We thank you, Father, Lord, for guidance and direction. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.